Willie? You asleep? The dog's named Willie, and I'm talking about this. Let me help you with a few warning signs. If you're having sex and suddenly feels like an elephant sitting on your chest and that elephant isn't your wife, stop having sex immediately. If you fall off the bed every time you have sex, you should stop because you're going to break your neck. Or maybe your wife's trying to kill you. That's a whole other deal.
What, the back and forthy?
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys are going to be, it's going to be like a Simon and Garfunkel thing.
That's okay. Like in the radio when there were two women who sang into one microphone.
Yeah.
Today's pod's got a couple different curveballs going on.
Yeah, so basically, so today, I guess we could technically jump right into it.
Yeah.
So we're kind of in the danger zone. We have a lot of curveballs going on. So... curveball number one, we changed locations. So I have been moving. So the studio that we have been working out of, aka my garage, is no longer in my control. Variable number two, there's a baby in the room now. Young Charles. Charles My Friede is his full name actually.
Charles My Friede.
He's chewing on an Apple battery right now. So
oh, it's warm.
He's
real
very
warm.
Good at podcasting.
He's a professional
he loves
podcaster.
Loves chewing cords.
Number three is we have one busted mic that we just discovered right now. So Dog Boobs and My Friede and Young Charles are all going to be intimate over one mic, but one pretty good sounding mic.
So very sensitive Rode
it's
mic.
It's like a top notch mic.
Right. That for some reason pans extremely left. So I don't know if I can. I don't know if I can even fix that post.
Shit.
I'm seeing the levels right now, and I'm a little confused. And also, I can't hear what we're doing because we have to use a new audio interface as well. Because I have to use Dom's computer. Who's Dom? You say? Doesn't matter. So that's where we are. So now we're recording in My Friede's back house. What do you call this? This your?
I call it the Love Shack or
right
Servants
on.
Quarters.
Servants quarters. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or the I just broke up with somebody and I need a place to crash then.
Yeah. So if any of our listeners, most notably Casey Knight or who's the new guy that hit us up?
Rusty. I can't remember what his name was.
Rusty, maybe it's Joshua.
Either way.
Artemis.
Artemis.
But hey, if you're going through a breakup, let us know. We'll rent out our studio for a pretty reasonable price.
Yeah, it's not bad. You got a toilet. You got a refrigerator for all your Keystone lights. What else do you need?
Hams. This is a hams pod, remember?
That's right.
Oh, we're sponsored. So dang long that we've done this pod that we don't even remember who our beer sponsors are.
Oh my god. Yeah, well, I just know what Home Box Offices are one of them. Not the beer. They're not doing beer these days. Okay. But I mean they're one of our sponsors.
Home Box Office IPA.
Home Box Office.
True Swords, Miller Lite.
MeUndies.
Stamps.com.
I think we're going to get more too, especially after this pod.
All of those are definitely official sponsors, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, but anyway, enough complaining about the frailty of the pod's production quality.
Yeah, because really, like, it actually goes hand in hand with what we're talking about today, because really, this isn't that bad. Some people that out there are, like, dying from a horrible wound in the forest, or
bad XLR cables.
Diabetes.
They're dying from diabetes, or...
or being kidnapped.
Or a faulty microphone.
Yeah. So we're good.
So we're good. So this is Did You Reddit? Your... bi-annual podcast about Reddit and Reddit culture and the internet. It's supposed to be every week. We have gone off the rails because of the move, but we're back on schedule. So every week we pick a different subreddit and we get deep in it. And sometimes our sound quality is better than this. I actually can't hear what this sounds like, so maybe it actually sounds immaculate and we just need to stop talking about
it. They're like, why are you saying all that bad sound stuff? It sounds great.
I'm so insecure because I'm no longer in the comfort of my own, like when we usually did our pod, we do these 7 o'clock in the morning pods on Fridays. And usually you guys would literally knock on my door and I would pretend that I'd been up for 15 minutes and would like roll out of bed that moment. And so now I've been up for almost 2 hours and I'm getting delirious.
Oh my God.
I know. But anyway, okay, so what are we talking about? We're talking about something about safety. What?
Yes. So this subreddit is called Saved Your Life.
Oh, Saved Your Life. That's what it is.
So okay. it's basically like giving you kind of sometimes obscure, really good tips on how to not die in different situations. That they're not like common knowledge. It's like okay. someone heard about it and they're like, I gotta share this with someone, and this is where you do it.
So what do you? Okay. So let's get into it. Like what exactly do you mean when you say that?
All right. Well, one example is about say you're outside on a hot day or inside on a hot day like we are right now and you're sweating a lot.
It's muggy.
It's muggy and we're really sweaty. But if we stop sweating, you have to cool off immediately because that means that you're going through heat exhaustion.
Wait, what do you mean? So if you're sweating and then all of a sudden you stop sweating but you're still outside?
Yeah.
Oh, so that's a signal. So if you've stopped sweating, that means your body doesn't have any more fluids. That means watch out.
Watch out.
You're about to die. Hydrate.
What's the solution? Cup of coffee?
Get the heck out of the heat.
Cup of tea? Cup of hot, warm tea?
Hot coffee.
Yeah. So it can happen over hours or days, but basically it's characterized by excessive thirst, heavy sweating, nausea, and lightheadedness, but you know that it's gone into like the worst stage when you stop sweating. And it's basically like your body is now incapable of cooling itself off.
Dang, I didn't know that.
I didn't either, because if I'm outside and I'm sweating and I stop sweating, I'll be like, oh, great, cool. I feel better now.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing.
Well, if you stop sweating, that's also maybe because your body has cooled down. But if the heat continues to rise and you stop sweating, that's when you're effed, right?
That's when you're totally effed.
That's your body going like, uh-oh, we're in phase two.
We're in phase two of shutdown mode.
Shit mode. And then you start pooping everywhere.
And then you just start pooping everywhere.
Evacuation mode.
It's terrifying. Yeah, so keep an eye on that. I know it's summertime. You're good. You're doing great, Charlie. I know.
Charlie, what do you got to say about it? How do you survive being a child in the Trump era, Charlie?
Charlie. Yeah, what do you think about this Scaramucci thing, Charles? It's really good to get you on the mic today. I've been meaning for years to get you trained up.
Trained up.
He's going to poop on somebody today. I know it.
I hope so.
Talking about Scaramucci, that is.
Speaking of survival, Charlie would not be able to stay alive if not for old dad here.
Old Papa Bones.
Yeah, old true. Papa Bones.
So that's actually a really interesting segue. So we're talking about Save Your Life. Boobs, I think you and I are probably in the same camp here, unless I am underestimating your maternal instinct. I'm like convinced that like every baby, if you literally leave it unattended, like a fox is going to take it away or something like that.
Like a fox or like fairies from old time medieval stories. They're going to kidnap
you. And then you're going to get arrested and you're going to be in prison the rest of your life.
Yep.
So, free day.
I'm worried about like a Final Destination kind of like Rube Goldberg death machine. Like, you never saw it. That thing tipped over, hit that thing, hit that thing, squish.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus.
So, like, you see a marble rolling.
Yeah,
I'm like,
oh, cool. Look, everybody, a marble. And then it like tips over and it ends up like tipping a refrigerator into like a wood chipper.
Yeah. An Acme branded piano falls.
You gotta watch out. That's so scary.
I mean, so really though, like what are some things that you didn't realize but now know as a father of a newborn that are truly like life-saving tips about being a dad? Or things you didn't realize about like the soft spot. I know you guys were talking something about like head shape earlier and I wasn't sure what you were talking about.
Oh yeah.
So.
Well, like the sleeping thing, like when you put them to bed, you kind of I don't know. You just think they're going to stop breathing and die.
Yeah. Like if you stop looking at them, I imagine it's
what is
like,
it, like a 50-50 chance.
50-50, I think is about. Cool. No, they just kind of, they can regulate themselves in a lot of ways. Like they sleep pretty good. I mean, so at a certain point you just stop, you know,
You stop caring.
When they turn 18, they're on their own. So
I feel like longer you have them and nothing bad does happen,
right,
the more you're just like, it's probably fine.
Well, it's funny because you think about all these stories of like, oh, like you walk out of the room and then when you get back in, like the kid is eating chips off the wall.
Yeah, like how does that happen?
Yeah, or like, you know, he's like jamming his finger into a light socket, you know?
Oh, yeah, that happens basically every day, all day.
Is that true?
Yeah.
You turn
around and they start chewing on whatever. Like I let them chew on cables as long as the cables aren't plugged in.
Right.
Because I want him to be able to like be free with cables. I want him to get over cables early.
That's right. True.
And if I start taking cables away, he's gonna be like, "I'm a cable guy," and that's gonna be the only thing that gets. It's gonna be the only thing that gets him off one day. It's like
I would never have been a Time Warner sales rep if my dad would have let me just plant the cables early.
Like bite on
yeah.
a cable.
Yeah,
just give him the freedom. I think kids get over it once you give it to them. Sometimes, yeah. So like when you take stuff away, they just want it twice as much.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting because we were talking earlier about how
I read no parenting books, by the way.
Oh, you so, didn't?
Yeah.
So you watched some YouTube videos.
You're just going off the field.
Yeah.
Of like Howard Stern interviewing Jenna Jameson about one of her kids and stuff like that.
Yeah, exactly. I saw like a French poster of a mom smoking cigarettes. And I was like,
oh, that's totally
that's a cool. That's a cool philosophy.
I like that. So you were talking about, as per the, well, in terms of the kid acquiring these weird talents early. So he loves playing on keyboards right now.
He does love typing.
He's is that because very of your good. Crazy mechanical keyboard, or is that just like Eddie keyboard?
All the keyboards now light up, right? They have these like cool lights. Yeah. And so that's visually appealing. And then he sees us typing on him and he wants to hear the noise. Ooh. And so he whack, whack, whacks. Anything that makes noise is pretty chill, you know?
Yeah. He's trying to pull on this trash can right now, and there's a wooden table right behind his head. So
we have backup help coming to get him in about 20 minutes. So this, like,
hope not, dude.
I mean,
I'm into this.
We don't. I mean,
we're essentially doing a live demo right now of how to save a life.
You're right.
So we have an infant wandering around the room with like tons of random sharp hard things everywhere.
Yeah, I guess we didn't baby-proof the house, you know, really at all.
You don't even need to.
You just gotta sort of watch or look around and pay attention.
I mean, this wooden table, for instance, like if you fell on this, like he would be one with the oak. So
yeah, he would become the oak.
He would become the oak.
He'd become stronger.
A stronger boy.
Or
how old is he now? Is he like a
break his
like
wrist?
5 months? 6 months?
He's 10 months.
10 months.
Almost really? 10 months.
That long.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Holy tits.
He's like
right?
Hefty. He's got a good heft to him.
He does have a good core strength. I have him at CrossFit a couple days a week.
do you ever think
you gotta train him young.
Do you ever think in terms of like nominal goals where like I just want to keep him alive for a year, and now you're gonna get to the year and you'd be like
and then I get to be like a deadbeat dad after 1 year. I'm like,
get him to like four
pop
years,
the hams.
Better than most, you know?
I think actually the early years are kind of like being a busboy at a restaurant. You're just like running around, like picking up cups and refilling iced tea. And then it's not that complicated. And then the later years are going to be actually like philosophically complicated where you're having to like make choices. Like how do you, you know, how do you like.
Yeah. Like how do you get him to not date like a townie?
Right.
Yeah. Or Asians.
No, you want him to do that.
Wait, what?
Definitely do
I
that.
Thought that's what you were going to say.
He's going to he can be a stay-at-home husband if he dates a really smart Asian girl.
That's cool. Yeah, Charlie. Like,
what are you going to do when you catch him pirating music?
Oh.
Oh, yeah. So like the life lesson stuff. I guess you got to find like a life lesson book and you just like post the creed on the wall.
Yeah, like what if you walk in one day when he's 12 and he's like, Dad, I'm going to go to my
He's having
Jimmy's
sex
house.
With a virtual reality model.
And then, like, you walk in when he's applying ICP makeup.
Like, oh, my God. You'd be proud.
Jimmy's house.
I don't think I would be pumped up about the ICP makeup. Unless he offered me some. And then I'd be like, let's do it together, father.
I feel like that's a perfect example of, like, why you got to talk to your kids. It's like, why are you into ICP? If he's into it because he likes drinking cough syrup, not good. But if he's into it because he wants people to feel welcome, then I think that's a great thing.
Were your parents into shit that you were into? Or were they just kind of like, whatever?
such a nerd. Like, I don't think I was like
the Kelly movies.
Yeah, the freaking Kelly movies.
Did your parents direct?
They
straight to video VHS tapes.
They honestly ignored us doing that. They were like very weirded out and didn't want anything to do.
Oh, they were
with
like
it.
Ashamed.
Yeah, oh, but okay. Then I was like, sorry, we got to go to Sammy's camera and like get those put on VHS. What?
My parents. I mean, my dad was really into. Both my parents were really into music, but my dad was like, "Let me sit you down and play you this Rush record, and let's like deconstruct it together," type thing.
That's whoa! Amazing.
Yeah, he was really into that stuff. So, what? Best way to get out of a choke. We'll eventually get back to our topic. I swear.
I didn't know that was a movie.
how to get out of a choke?
Yeah, we're gonna.
But yeah, my dad, like before my dad died, he. Like one of the last Christmas presents he ever gave me that was like really meaningful is he gave me like this deluxe edition Pink Floyd Dark Side of the Moon.
Whoa. So he was a music guy.
Oh, he was a big music guy. And he was really into he was really into Zeppelin and Rush and Neil Young and Pink Floyd and like kind of, they weren't hippie bands, but they were like thinkers bands, you know?
Yeah.
I mean? Like awesome. Yes and all that kind of shit. So my dad was really into that stuff. He's an outdoors guy. He was a sports guy.
Did he teach you any survival tips? Like, definitely wear two condoms. If you're double bag it every time.
My dad was an arborist. So
really?
So, yeah. So he, when we...
That's so cool.
And it was like the secret skill that I didn't realize he had until later. Like, I had like a science project where we had to go out and identify leaves
like
of trees.
Mr. Miyagi type stuff.
Yeah, and then my mom was just like, oh yeah, just take your dad out. And my dad was just like, literally like walking around the yard being like, oak,
maple,
Japanese maple, blank. He's just like pointing stuff out and being like, that one, do this. It's pretty dope.
That's
so
amazing.
Kind of a cool, it was a cool secret power of his.
You know, my dad really likes golf.
Oh, he taught you how to deal with a good nine
swing, how to swing the wrenches.
I think he wanted me to be like that famous golf woman.
Yeah.
I don't know her.
The really attractive Asian one?
Yeah.
Nice.
But I just wasn't interested and not at all athletic.
Never say never, dog boobs.
But yeah, I kind of want to learn someday.
I'll take you golfing at the old nine hole down
Let's
the street.
Do it.
I would love to do that, actually.
It's really fun. I go all the time.
We haven't done that yet.
It's really casual. We can drink beers and I'm
get
not
a
allowed
cart?
They don't have carts, but you walk. But it's not that big.
I love that plan. Do you have clubs?
I have clubs, yeah, because I'm a white man. What up?
What up?
White privy.
This is taking a weirdly racially charged turn.
I just had somebody berate me yesterday for being a white man.
Yes, right. I remember
so it's like
that.
Fresh in my brain.
I mean, every time I get that now, I just kind of go, I don't know what to tell you, man. Like, I this is who I am. Like,
I'm kind of laughing. I'm making light of like a lot of this stuff because I'm just kind of like, I don't care. Like, I think a lot of this is like,
there's a lot of Charlie. There's. I'm very curious how this is going to sound because you guys are just not making any attempt to talk into the mic right now. remember, you guys are in a two person doo-wop band. So
right, well, three person if you count Charlie.
Yeah, that's true.
One, two and a half people.
All right, so back to the sub, since you know this is technically about the sub. So looking for melanomas on your skin. Oh, this is
dude. That's really important to
this
know.
Is good to know. Super scary. So I guess the lesson here. So this is a photo one. Damn, this is a really good one, actually. I didn't even realize this because save your life. I have a friend who died of melanoma. So
really? This
is like one of those things where you go, huh? And I have insane skin problems everywhere. Like everything that's not like every basic skin annoyance.
Yeah.
I have or have had.
Oh my God.
Except weirdly, like not a lot of acne, but I've got like vitiligo and like,
you do?
And strange, like benign, like fungal infections on my shoulders and weird shit like that literally mean nothing.
Yeah.
But every day I see it and I just go, is like, this melanoma what? Or what? Like, what's going on here?
That's so crazy. So what are the signs of melanoma?
Do you have to like bathe?
You get that? Charlie's asking questions.
Oh, okay. So I think you're good, Charlie, because your freckles are all really young. But if you are keeping an eye on a weird freckle, and it doesn't look like a circle anymore. It starts to get kind of an asymmetrical, weird shape right. with like kind of strange borders. Like it looks like a continent or like a bird shit. You should probably get that checked out because that's a sign that it's melanoma and not just a cute freckle.
Wait, if a freckle is like round, it's safer. Mm-hmm. And if it's, yeah, I'm looking at these pictures. If it looks like a tie-dye t-shirt.
Like a Gorbachev, like birthmark, you're going to want to see a doctor.
Yeah, you're going to definitely want to see.
Gorbachev birthmark.
You got to watch out for those.
Okay.
Also the color, you know how like, freckles are like light brown and they're all kind of one color because they're so tiny. Like if you got a big ass freckle and like half of it's black, that's also probably melanoma.
So I mean the main thing to take away here, honestly, is if you have weird black shit on your skin that's not coming off
yeah.
and looks at all like an island in the Pacific,
yes.
then you need to go to the fucking doctor right now.
If it looks like a French Polynesian island,
yeah.
it's varying colors. It's ombre in terms of like black to tan. You're probably like dying. And to yeah. be honest, you should, this, my mom's actually a nurse for a dermatologist, and oh, you cool. should be getting a full body check every single year.
If you have it or if not?
No, just in general. Like you oh, should cool. be going to a dermatologist once a year and taking off all your clothes in front of them, bending over, spreading your butt cheeks, and they need to see every little bit of your skin. Because
inside and out.
I've never done that.
You might have a weird mole in your butt crack and you would never know.
When you get melanoma, is it on places that see sunlight or does it matter?
Not always. Oh, not man. Always. Sometimes I think if you like go to a tanning bed or you're a big tanner, your chances of getting melanoma go up like crazy amount, but you can still get like a strange abnormal mole like in your undercarriage.
Yeah.
What if I woke up and there's this black stuff on my face, but it's actually in the shape of a dick and it's a Sharpie pen.
Then even if it's a Sharpie pen, you're good.
Then Charlie's going through a phase.
Yeah, yeah. If it's a dick shaped melanoma, you're also good and you should just leave it.
So that means you have cool friends.
But yeah. You know what they say about dick shaped melanomas?
What?
Is when you get them surgically removed, you get a dick shaped scar on your face.
That's even right. cooler. So, it's even cooler.
You should have an easy time getting a day job.
Hey, how crazy is it tanning beds, right?
Oh my God.
So let's talk about those for a second. So yeah. they are now proven to be insanely bad for you.
Horrible.
Right?
Horrible.
And then some people just buy them for their houses.
Yeah.
That's literally like buying
a cancer machine.
You're buying like a room, a small coffin, but all it is just cigarette smoke. And you sit in there and just go, this is great.
This Yummy. Life will be over faster now.
Yeah. Cancer.
That's exactly what happens. Oh, is he getting the donors?
Oh, no.
No, he's getting the microphones.
But I figure this Mariah Carey microphone is basically a baby toy at this point.
Yeah,
so.
That's true.
I'll just keep an eye on it.
Certainly not a microphone anymore.
It's not that's a microphone. Sure.
All right.
It's pretty jazzed on it.
Are we allowed to swear in front of your baby? Is he have
fuck, shit, cunt.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Charlie's like, I'm perceiving these words.
He knows
them all.
I'm incorporating them into my language now. All right. Okay, so that's the scoop on melanoma.
Yeah.
Check out for little black bulbs that look like French Polynesia.
Exactly.
All right, moving on.
Okay.
If you're an avid drug user, do not Ooh. Combine different drug types, no matter how fun it sounds.
What?
I disagree.
No matter how fun it sounds.
Clearly, they've never mixed uppers and downers.
I have a friend, so...
Oh.
Excuse me. We have another podcaster.
Charlie's, yeah. Charlie's another meeting he has to go to.
Charlie...
It's been real.
He's got a pitch. All right.
This is Charlie leaving, which...
Excuse us, everybody listening, a.k.a. Casey Knight.
We're going to have to write a recap of all the things we learned so that it's your dad can tell his son.
Yeah. Thank
you. Or you're it's your dad.
I'm it's your dad,
so,
ironically.
Fuck Dom. I forgot the name.
Dad.
I'm just calling you Dom. I'm sorry.
My free day
can tell his kid.
All right. We got rid of that kid. He's off to school.
Finally. He's off to work.
That would actually be pretty... I hope we do this long enough, and I hope Reddit exists for long enough to where at some point we'll be doing this in the morning, and Charlie will be like, Dad, are you going to give me a ride or not?
Yeah.
You're like, Charlie, I'm doing a pod right now, bud. Can we... be like, Dad, I have a test in half an hour.
I need to get to school.
It's school.
If school even exists in 10 years.
That's true.
It's not going to exist.
Would you,
Charlie, why don't you take the bus like the rest of the neighborhood? Dad, buses haven't existed for 12 years. We lost public funding.
We all walk. We all hitchhike now.
Yeah. We just nope, nobody ever Skyped. Nope. That never, ever took off.
Never
Skype's
took off.
Never been a thing. Oh, my God. Well, here's one that... So the first couple were like things that could happen, you know, from nature. Like, you know, you get heat exhaustion or you have a giant cancer mole. But this one is how to escape from zip ties. So like...
Oh, interesting.
This is awesome. And I really, really want to know how to do this because I'm convinced I'm going to be kidnapped 5 times a day. And zip ties are hard to get out of, period. Like, they're like the Chinese finger trap of kidnapping materials.
Right.
But, weirdly, there's this old-timey looking cartoon. So, apparently, I mean, of course, this could just be, like, the look of the cartoon. Or people have known how to get out of zip ties since the 50s.
Right.
But, say like, a guy comes into your house and he's like, I'm gonna rob you and, you know, put my finger in your face or
I thought you were gonna say somewhere else.
Well, probably.
I'm gonna check your butt for melanoma. Give me all your money.
I'm gonna do a melanoma check for you guys. So
I'm gonna do a toe jam check.
So he'll probably be like, give me your hands, I'm gonna zip tie him. Probably just like that. So you have to present your hands to your captor with your fists clenched and your palms facing down. This will make your wrists look fatter than they actually are. So that when you like put your hand out normally, you suddenly have more room in the zip tie. Mm-hmm. Okay. Then he's going to tighten the zip tie as much as he can. The tighter it is, though, the easier it is to break. So you lift your hands above your head and then you bring them down quickly into your stomach. Your elbows should flare out like chicken wings and you should simulate trying to touch your shoulder blades together.
So, like, interesting.
Hold on. I'm going to try that. So like.
Dog Boobs is making an aggressive move.
So what's
above her head?
And that basically defeats the mechanism of the zip tie. So if you look closely at it, it has this locking bar that's what holds it together. But if you do that move, and we'll put it on Facebook, you guys, because it could save your life, it'll rip open the locking bar.
Hopefully one of you guys get zip tied sometime this week.
Call in.
After you listen to this pod and the first 40 minutes of us talking about babies.
Yeah. I was going to call the cops, but I called you guys instead because you seem like experts.
Yeah.
I'm zip tied in someone's basement.
So the last piece of that, of those instructions that Dog Boobs failed to mention, because it was just assumed, is you kill yourself.
Yeah.
So
I forgot.
Yeah.
At that point, you're free, but the bad guy's still there, so you just kill yourself.
Yeah, that's the way. So in these situations, in these weird horror situations that you're like, oh, man, there's a bad dude who really wants to kill me and, like, investigate my butt for melanoma. Like, what am I going to do? Like, I always think...
If someone's going to come in and look at your butt for melanoma, you are going to die.
You're
going to
fucking
die. You're going to die anyway.
So
it's
a matter of,
like, let them look at your butt or just kill yourself first.
Totally. So I always think I'm, like, kind of in... I'm into the... Like 40 hour, what is it called? 49 hours. What was that movie?
Where the guy had 27 hours.
27 hours. Cut his hand off.
I thought you were talking about the 4-hour work week.
Okay. Right.
I'm really into the 4-hour work week.
I'm like, fuck it. I'm taking the rest of the time to just do my thing.
Fuck it. I'm going paddleboarding. I don't have time for you guys.
I only work 4 hours a week. One thing you should know about me, this job interview.
But I'm like, so in my situation, I'd like to think this in the same way that Dog Boobs would kill herself at a moment's notice if she was facing
I have a cyanide pill in my tooth.
Yeah, even the tiniest bit of dismay. I'm kind of like, oh, you have my arm like wrapped in a weird way? Well, I'm cutting my arm off, so fuck you guys, right?
I don't even need it.
Yeah, I know that's like very dramatic and be super painful, but I'm also like, cool, I'm in this really... fucked up situation. I got these zip ties on. Well, I'm going to literally cut my hand and make enough of a welt with these zip ties where I can slide them right off with the lubrication of my own blood.
Yeah.
Oh, right on.
You know?
Oh, you know it's going to be disgusting.
I would go on a crash diet and get really skinny.
Okay.
And then just slip them off.
So you're just going to do burpees until you're svelte enough to get them off.
Yeah, huge thighs and tiny wrists.
Everyone's
has their own style.
Yeah. Their own unique way of getting out of these situations.
It's like, to call it a survival mechanism is misleading.
Right.
It should just be called life skills.
One of us is dead.
Yeah.
One of us has huge base, tiny top.
Huge base, tiny top needs to be like the new like boot camp.
Huge base, tiny top. This is how I like to flop. It's like a new, it's like the new Zumba.
It is.
Ooh, here's a good one. This is
survival swimming.
This is, was that?
Survival swimming.
Survival, is that one of the things here?
Yeah, no, I found one, survival swimming.
This one is a nice appendage.
Oh, is this our sponsor?
Yes, this is TrueKnives.com.
True Knives.
TrueSwords.com. How to choose the perfect survival knife. Mm-hmm. Brought to you by TrueSwords.com, the leading online purveyor of real metal medieval Game of Thrones replica swords. That was what they told us to pitch before this.
They're metal. They're pointy. They're swords.
They're swords.
He's all right, a writer, so everybody.
How to choose the perfect survival knife. One of the most important tools of the wilderness survival is quality survival knife.
Yep.
The market for these knives is huge. It can be confusing to all, but the most diehard survivalists. Mm. That sounds like this is leading into an alt-right path immediately, just by the way that was worded.
Yeah,
it does. You got to explain alt-right to me.
Oh,
that word's come up to me more in the last week.
Did the girl that was berating you about being a white man accuse you of being alt-right?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Oh, my God.
No, amazing. She didn't call me alt-right, but I just keep hearing it. But I haven't, like, taken the time to research.
Alt-right is basically, like, Alex Jones and everybody that's in his weird circle.
So it's, like, it's the right plus.
It's Yeah, it's, like, mm-hmm. it's like literally, like,
the
if,
conspiracy.
You're, if you're a conservative, it's, like, punk rock conservatism.
I've checked out a little bit of a lot of stuff.
But not, like, rebelling in the opposite direction, just being, like, oh, yeah, you don't like abortion? We fucking hate abortion. And
we hate women now.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like able to get abortion.
We hate alien abortions.
Totally.
We hate them all.
And I feel like alt-right, okay, even if it's not true, has become synonymous with, like, the neo-Nazi white supremacist movement in the United States.
Are those people, are they, like, do they get a lot of attention because of the Alex Jones, but are there only, like, 10 of them?
No, there's a shit ton of them. I mean, I was actually thinking about this on the way over here in my semi-delusional driving state.
Yeah, morning.
I think, so at once upon a time, like, before all of this political craziness happened, they were just trolls, right? Like, these were the same people who would be like, Mom, like, can you give me my lotion for my Cheeto fingers? Right?
Yeah.
Like, it's like that kind of stuff.
There were them, and then there were, like, Timothy McVeigh, but mostly
totally
trolls.
But it was, like, trolls. But now, ever since politics got really weird and totally, like,
alrighty,
just insane, all the people that were just, like, lonely trolls in the basement, like, wearing fedoras and, you know, playing World of Warcraft,
rubbing Cheeto dust on their nips.
Exactly. Exactly. They all got political because all they like to do is piss people off.
Yeah.
With like, no remorse. That there's just all these, like, really sad sociopaths. And so the alt-right has kind of become that. So a lot of the... There's another amazing sub that we probably don't want to talk about now. Maybe we can do this next pod.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Master Race is what it's called.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
And it's just photos of, like, white Aryans that are, like, really pro like white rights,
and they all are
disgusting.
Yeah,
like, yeah, like the Master Race, and it's just like a woman with cigarette burns on her face and, like, a huge stomach. And,
I was thinking about this the other day,
wearing,
like,
a wife beater. Right, it's like
everybody sits around and, like, beats the freedom drum. They're like, freedom, I want it. I want to do what I want to do.
Totally.
Lay off me. Don't tell me what to do. And I'm like, okay, cool, freedom. What are you up to with your freedom? Well, you know.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
I sit on my porch.
I eat
Cheetos.
Totally.
I shoot squails.
I search squares. Yeah, it's like most people don't do anything cool with their freedom.
I mean, they're fucking total losers. Like, I want to put a mid-sized flag up on my porch for the side that didn't win the Civil War.
Yeah, like that's my whole freedom.
Yeah,
plan.
It's so bizarre. It's like, who puts up monuments for the losing side?
Yeah.
I just don't get that. But also, it's kind of like my brother always says this whenever we see a picture of Steve Bannon, who has got to have melanoma.
Oh, yeah.
If you look at his face.
He's definitely got butt crack melanoma.
He has butt crack melanoma, like a yeast infection on his cheeks. Like, he's just so sickly looking.
He's so,
but
so
like,
bad
this
looking.
Is the
Which
guy.
Which would make sense if he was like a baker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If he was a baker from like the.
You're like, we get why you have yeast on your face.
Yeah. Or like maybe a blacksmith.
Yeah.
Or a blacksmith.
Yeah. Like, you haven't seen the sun.
He does look like an ancient, like, bread maker.
He's like a craggy.
Yeah, but yeah, blacksmith,
maker.
I take that back because blacksmith, if you're a blacksmith,
tough.
You're like carrying hard shit around.
Yeah.
You got like thick wrists. And
he looks like a tax collector from like the Jesus times.
Like a diseased leper slash.
Yeah.
Tax collector.
Yeah. This is like
but
a job of the hut, right?
At him, my brother's like, can you imagine? This guy thinks his genes are superior to like LeBron James.
I know.
Like, look at those two characters next to each other and like laugh at that statement.
I know.
Steve
yeah, so
Bannon
that's,
is
that's the master
sick.
Race to it. That's like sums it up perfectly, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's also, I mean, so this political, mm-hmm.
it's
for
a really
some
good
reason,
point. White people, like ugly white people, are some of the worst.
They're mm-hmm. the worst, man. And they're like white,
fat,
like
fat, ugly white people.
Yeah.
Like, if you're skinny and ugly and white, you're like, okay, right. at least you're not fat.
Totally.
But then, like, the Bannons that are all like, ugh, and like pussy. And like, mm-hmm. he's like, his folds have mold.
Yeah.
His folds have mold. Oh, boy. Yeah, so that's, I don't know how we got on the topic, but the alt right. And something about survival knives. All right, so back to survival knives. So to cut down on your research time, we have compiled this quick reference guide to demonstrate what you need to look for when choosing the perfect survival knife. All right, survival knife, survival selection criteria. Length, sharp point, ignore angled, hooked, rounded, or straight cut flat tips. Important.
Okay.
Length, you want a good 4 to 6 inch blade, 9 to 11 inches total, right?
So My broadsword should be left at home.
Right.
Okay. Right.
Okay.
Single edge with a flat ground spine. Don't know what that means. Thickness from 5/32 to 1/4 inch.
Oh, shit.
Comfortable, non-slip grip. Important, obviously.
Yeah.
Fixed blade, not a folding knife.
Okay.
Solid handle and pommel.
Cool. Okay. Okay. Solid handle. That's
looks
important.
Like we need to take a trip to Big Five. Another sponsor of the pod.
We're getting, I know we haven't potted in about 2 months now, but in the meantime, we had a lot of sponsors hit us up.
People were like,
guys,
please stop, start.
We
doing
were just
again.
About to pull the trigger and you guys bailed.
Yeah.
Right.
But that's how you make them want more. You disappear for a minute.
So we've got a couple big ones. Big Five being the newest and most important sponsor.
So the next section of how to choose a knife is titled Full Metal Tang, which I don't know what that means, but I love the sound of it.
I'm kind of turned on. But
are you talking about the survival knives?
Yeah.
Oh.
Full Metal Tang.
Yeah.
Ensure the tang of the blade is full tang. They don't explain what that means.
It sounds like a blaxploitation movie or something.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't.
Full tang. It's the part inside the handle. So, if you have a thick ass tang, it's not the blade's not going to snap off.
Right.
But if you have a narrow tang, you know, it's susceptible to breakage because you know it's not mounted in your wooden handle or your cool plastic handle.
So every time you say that word. Literally until the last moment of you finishing that word, I think you're going to say taint every time.
Tang.
Like, literally, like, until the G, I'm convinced you're about
it's
to say taint.
Going to be taint.
Yeah.
Tang.
All right.
All right, I have a survival swimming tip for you. Survival swimming. If you're stranded in open waters, I'm talking the middle of the ocean.
Cool.
The boat's left to you.
Like your husband pushed you overboard on your cruise.
On a cruise, yeah. Right. He's okay. Like, hey, baby, let's take a look at the moon. Whoop.
Whoopsies.
Fuck you. I'm dating a 17-year-old. I got the Range Rover.
I took $1 million life insurance policy out on you 2 weeks ago. Fuck.
So if you're stranded in the waters, curl up in a fetal position with your breath held. So it's telling you to.
This is basically dog boobs survival 101.
Stop breathing so you'll die.
It's telling you, like, your back will be at the surface and your face and your knees will be down in the water and you're just holding your breath. and you're just floating. And then when you need air, you like get air and then you go back down.
Oh. Huh.
Which I'm like, I don't know. How long can you hold your breath for in that position? Like 45 seconds? So well, every 45 seconds, you're taking a breath.
And then you like struggle to get that breath. You like,
so it's telling you,
panic and then you go into that thing again.
It's telling you that it'll keep your body warmth tight and you won't be doing a lot of extraneous movements. So you won't be wasting energy.
But I get that. But then also on the flip side of it, isn't it like you want people to know you're there, right?
Yeah.
So well, this like, is if you think you're going to be floating for maybe like 20 hours.
Oh,
I don't know.
If you got to conserve your body heat.
Yeah. If you're just out there and you're hoping a current's going to bring you to Key West.
Yeah.
That's an interesting tip.
That's beautiful.
Huh. Okay.
I feel like some of these tips are just written by guys like that are like around, you know?
True.
I don't know if they have.
Like people speculating.
Yeah.
Like a land dweller who's just like, interesting idea. What do you think about
exactly.
this?
Exactly.
So you should never mix bleach and vinegar because it makes chlorine gas, which apparently can kill people.
So this would be a good thing for Charlie to hear. Too bad he's not around.
Good thing for me to know as a parent, actually.
That's true.
Separate those.
If there's no water where the sea should be, move to higher ground immediately.
Oh, fuck.
Extra tip.
Tsunami.
Observe the wildlife around you. If birds, rats, etc. all move in the same direction quickly, you should follow them.
Oh.
That's usually my tip anyway, is like, if there's a rat, follow it.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's a good tip.
Yeah.
They know where all the best parties are, always.
You don't need to be in danger. You just follow the rat.
Come on, babe. Let's follow the rats.
It's a good way to find like extra uneaten pizza and stuff like that.
You know? Ooh,
yeah.
Jackpot.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. If I saw like a street full of rats going east, you got to go east because that means what's coming, like some kind of a Korean crag monster. What are those called?
Crag monster.
Yeah, the sea monsters.
Are you referencing Godzilla? Oh, okay.
No.
Mothra? No.
No.
It's from Pirates of the Caribbean, right?
I think so. They got their own
Korean movie. Very famous Korean movie, Pirates of the Caribbean.
The Kraken. The Kraken.
Yeah. They're like octopus-y.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Okay. I'm into that.
I just found a good one. If you feel nauseous and it doesn't disappear within a minute, vomiting could save your life.
Saw that one.
So if you're experiencing intermittent periods of nauseousness or and clarity, you should still vomit. I learned this the hard way when I tried to work through a case of internal bleeding, assuming it was a stomach bug. I didn't vomit and dealt with increasingly intense nauseousness throughout the night until my supervisor pulled me aside, sat me down, and said I looked like a walking corpse. And
stuck his fingers down my throat.
Yeah. Apparently an ulcer burst inside of him. His stomach filled with blood.
Ooh.
He went to the hospital. And then, he got better. But if you ever go through that, that could be internal bleeding. So just puke. Just, purge.
I had one time at a corporate setting like to puke up blood on the corporate table.
Yeah.
You did that?
No, it'd be cool once.
It would be.
Yeah.
And then just be like, excuse me, I have to go to the restroom.
Yeah, that would actually be kind of a, that'd be a pretty... Because that'd be a power move.
Yeah.
When's the last time you guys
mid negotiation?
Yeah. trying to close a Fortune 500 deal.
The art of the deal.
And you just barf. You barf blood on the
and
on
you
the
say,
on the opponent's CEO's wife.
Imagine the horror.
And you say I've had a little too many LaCroix today.
Yeah.
I need to use the restroom.
I ran out of lemon. All they had was coconuts. Not sitting well.
Coconut is the shit. In the negative term, like it tastes like shit.
Tastes like
canned sunscreen.
Oh God, it does.
Here is probably the most valuable one I've seen on this site, and I haven't read it yet, so bear with me. How to quick check for meningitis?
Ooh,
I thought I had meningitis 2 days ago, so this is important.
See, this is an interesting one because there's a category of diseases and ailments that they come out of nowhere. They can kill you like that, right?
Holy shit.
And then, or they just do terrible things, right? So, like an aneurysm, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
one I'm scared of.
I'm horrified of an aneurysm.
Yeah, because that's just like your brain essentially explodes.
Yeah, and your brain literally is just like, well, we're done here.
Yeah.
Pop.
Yeah. So, and then.
Time to go to heavy.
Yeah, totally. So, aneurysm, meningitis, a brown recluse bite.
Oh, shit.
Kapoo. You gotta take a melon baller and scoop out your skin if that happens.
Really?
I think that's what they Well, what it does, it eats away at all the cells.
It's just kind of like grayscale.
It's just like grayscale.
A lot like grayscale.
That kind of looked satisfying, though. It looked like it was painful, but I also want grayscale.
It's like the best. It's like
ripping off scabs.
It's like ripping off the best scabs.
Yeah, love really ripping off scabs.
Man.
And then that cut. We're talking about Game of Thrones, by the way, if you guys, you plebes are not following. That cut directly to the pie.
Oh,
it was the best cut.
The best edit I've ever seen.
That was great. I didn't even focus on what that pie scene was about because I was like, ooh, pus. Like, that made me think of pus.
Right. I also found a subreddit, by the way, the other day that's dedicated solely to popping zits.
Oh, is it R popping?
It might be R popping, actually. Yeah, check it out. Anyway, all right. So how to do a quick check for meningitis. Have a fever and a killer headache or hear of an outbreak near you. that's probably an important one. It's just like... You see that there is meningitis everywhere, and all of a sudden you feel shitty.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe get checked for meningitis.
All these symptoms is what I had this week.
Oh, shit.
Dude.
That's why I Googled this.
Touch your chin to the chest. If you can't due to stiffness and pain, go to the hospital. Bacterial meningitis can kill you in as little as a day.
What?
Viral usually takes a bit longer. So you got some time.
Oh, sweet.
I'm past the point of...
No return.
Like, I'd be dead by now, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Unless we're living in purgatory and this pod's just going on forever.
Oh, jeez.
If this is heaven, I'm fucking in, dude.
Yeah.
I'm totally down.
Eating donuts and cheap coffee.
The only thing is the sweat.
View of like a half-baked garden.
What? It's at least three-quarter baked, man.
Okay, it's true. It's just dry. We're in the dry season. Also, anytime you're having the worst headache of your life, get to the hospital unless you have a recurring migraines. Headaches are great indicators for something is wrong. So I don't want to say I have a beef with these, but
these
definitely like lead you down the hypochondriac route. Cause like a lot of times, like you wake up and you're just like, oh fuck, I got a terrible stomach ache.
That was the worst explanation of meningitis.
Yeah.
What we just saw.
Yeah.
Because there's a rash that comes along with it that's really specific.
Yeah.
That's like the one indicator that's...
Because you're supposed to... Yeah, I mean, that's... Again, it's like, all right, you hear of something going around your school, you have a headache and a fever, you have
go to the hospital.
Yeah.
Because you're dying. Or...
It's like, that's... I mean, I've woken up and been like, God damn it, I've got a crazy headache right now. I'm going to take a couple ibuprofen, and then like the next day I power through it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And granted that I might have like tumors that are just like, not today, right? But
a glioma.
Yeah. But probably sometimes your body just deals with some shit and then it figures itself out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, of course it does.
Right.
The human body, so amazing.
It is pretty amazing.
Abs.
Happy trail.
Okay, float to live. You read that one. Make a first aid kit. Just pay.
Here's a really good one. Let's try this again. How to survive an active shooter.
Saw that.
So this is probably super important in Trump's America.
Yeah.
Let's all learn about this. It's called ALICE, A-L-I-C-E. So it's apparently a new form of training for bystanders in the unfortunate circumstances of an active shooting event. And it stands for Alert, Lockdown, Inform, Counter, Evacuate. So, Alice, don't forget it. So, the alert is like, if you see a weapon, tell everyone. They don't tell me in this post if I should scream it or if I should secretly go up to people and be like, that guy has a gun.
You should go up to people and be like, what's your number? And then you get it and then you text it to them.
Yeah.
This guy has a gun.
Find out what their Twitter handle is.
Yeah.
And then subtweet everybody.
I think just screaming, he's got a gun!
He's got a gun!
Is pretty universal.
That's probably the
or
best.
Or just saying, Greg, what are you doing?
And then, you know what would be cool? If everybody took their shoes off and started hucking them at the shooter. I mean, imagine if like 1,000 pairs of shoes were coming at you. You would be so confused.
Yeah.
True.
I think it would sedate the guy for like 10 seconds.
What?
Or then somebody could scene and
tackle him, right?
In that fucking show,
the OA.
The OA.
I just watched that finally.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty good.
There's parts I liked.
Yeah.
And then there's parts I laughed out loud.
Totally.
Like that last scene, I was like, this is the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
I mean, it's like charming in like a teenage soap opera way, you know?
I didn't like that kid punched a kid in the throat.
Right.
And then stabbed the woman in the leg.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he was really terrible kid.
Yeah.
Like, he should.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
And I'm like, I know you're trying to make me like this kid, but he's like
a shit.
Total dickhead. But yeah,
he's like really hurting people.
If you broke out into a synchronized dance,
yeah,
with one of your teachers when there's a school shooter out of nowhere.
Oh my god, that guy would
shooter must be like
shocked.
The fuck is yeah, going
what's
on?
Happening?
So are we supposed to believe that?
Do this?
Yeah, that he was just distracted by the dance. Like
this is,
huh?
We should probably mention there's spoilers. We just spoiled the host show for you, but whatever. Oh. You weren't gonna watch it, listener.
Yeah, I tried watching the OA. It looked stupid, so I don't even mind.
It's kind of stupid. I don't know. It's good and stupid at the
same time. I think
it
came out at a really good time because like Stranger Things had just recently finished.
And everyone's like, oh,
so
you
yeah,
love
everybody
it.
Was like really eager for a show that had a little bit of a similar vibe.
Yeah.
And that one had that where it was like a little bit supernatural, a little bit 80s throwback, right? And then it just went off the rails.
Right.
But
ugh, the 80s.
I think they might be doing a second season of it though. So nice. Watch that one. Because we totally just sold you, I'm sure.
Yeah. So wait, L, real quick, lockdown.
Oh, yes, sorry.
So you got to barricade those entrances to prevent the shooter's access. I, inform, similar to alert, but you have to give continual updates to as wide of an audience as possible. C,
Twitter.
Possibly the most dangerous and definitely a last resort is to attack the shooter. They don't explain why that's C. What does the C stand for? Oh, counter. So you can throw things, like you guys were saying.
Shoes. Right. That's where, definitely wear your Doc Martens now.
Right.
Oh, this is interesting. When possible, bear hug them.
Oh, interesting.
Bear hug their limbs to immobilize them.
Show them the affection they never received from their parents.
Exactly. And whisper in there and be like, you're loved. You are loved.
Yeah.
And then they'll stop. And then E, evacuate or run for your fucking life. And
or
that's
kill
it.
Yourself.
Or kill yourself.
Right. I feel like it's really
Alice's
hard.
Suicide.
Have you guys ever shot a BB gun?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
no.
It's hard to hit whatever you're aiming at, right?
Yeah.
Well, but BB guns, like, they have a strange, like, the
they always, like, careen 4 feet
to
the left.
Yeah, the aerodynamics of a BB gun are not
That's
ideal.
That's true.
So. I've shot a real gun before, and it's still really hard.
It seems hard to hit.
Yeah.
I feel like if you were running away, and I was, like, a 16-year-old, didn't know how to use a gun, like, it'd be hard for them to hit you.
And I remember watching an Oprah episode when I was a teenager that said you should zigzag run, because it makes it even harder for people to aim.
Yeah, yeah. Zigging and zag. Yeah.
Zigging and zag.
Doing some barrels. Rolls and, like, jumping. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a good plan. I mean,
so we got
bear that's hug, one of those situations
zigzag,
where
suicide.
you're probably so it's such an adrenaline moment.
Yeah.
That I'm sure you're not making too many rational decisions, right? So as much as you'd be like, all right, I'm going to do a barrel roll here. I'm going to jump over that chair.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm going to, like,
throw
my shoes at him. And then I'm going to give him a big hug and call the police, right? It's like you're pretty much just going to run straight at him or
hide
you're
under
straight
the
other direction. Yeah.
Or just not move at all.
I mean, what I've
or
heard
Or you do that
from,
dance
like,
from the OA.
Was that?
A dance
from
or
the
OA.
Or do the dance from the OA. I mean, I've heard when everybody talks about, like, the parachuting or, like, any of the really big ones.
Yeah.
The guys who always that tend to survive are, like, I waited until I knew he was out of bullets and he had to reload. And then I got the fuck out of there or I, like, ran up to him and punched him in the throat, right? It's, like, always one of the two. So I think that's, like, the number one thing is, like, find a place that's safe. If there's one guy, find a place that's safe and then wait for their...
Let him empty his clip on all the other losers.
Yeah, exactly.
Then when he was reloading...
Got to be a survivalist.
Just run away.
Yeah.
So if you hear that it's, like, blap, 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 blap. It's probably, there's probably six rounds or there's probably six shots, right?
Yeah.
He's going to have to reload after six, I think, right? That's the idea.
I think a lot of those guns hold more bullets.
Maybe there's more. But wait. But if it's like,
guns.
Then like.
Get the fuck out.
You're fucked. But try to hide behind like a really nice oak table.
Yeah, something thick.
Mm-hmm.
Or somebody thick. Right.
Or anything IKEA.
Yeah.
Those seem sturdy.
They are. If you do it right, they're sturdy, okay?
Are you moonlighting for IKEA?
People always talk shit about IKEA, but all you have to do is just follow the directions and anchor them to the wall. It seems like an extra step, but it's important. Can save lives.
There you go. You should put that in here. Survive. How to save a life. Anchor IKEA furniture
anchor
to the wall.
It.
That's a good tip. So have you guys ever been in a life-threatening situation? And how did you get out of it?
I,
and do you have any tips to tell Casey Knight?
Situation.
Ooh, Yeah.
I mean, there. I've been in a few that, like, in retrospect, I go, oh shit, that was probably fucking dangerous. But I don't like really remember
teenage years.
Like, no, or like I'm driving and then like I'm gonna turn and then like I hear like a semi truck horn, right? And
yeah.
then I just like veer back and I'm just like, oh shit.
Shit, that could have been
yeah.
me.
Yeah, any kind of big car accident on the freeway, like you're kind of fucked. Yeah.
Right?
I've been in those. I've been what's one? I mean, I've seen a couple weird gnarly things that I'm just like, shit, that could have been me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't been, I'm trying to think if there's like any like fires. I haven't been in any like precarious shooting situations, knock on wood, of course.
I was robbed at knife point in Barcelona.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I think I remember you telling
us that. Yeah. And it was super fucked up.
How did the guy say, like, did he go like, my name is Antonio Banderas. Give me
and
a purse.
I am your father.
And I'm your father.
Dad?
Dad? What the fuck?
Dad.
No, it was weird. They jumped the two guys that were with us with knives, which now that I've seen all the knives that you can buy for only $12.99 online at trueswords.com, I was like, why would you use these pussy-ass knives? And I wish I had my knife at the time because I would have been like, oh, really?
Or your steel cap.
Yeah. A good day to you. And then just whack him in the head.
Just be like, which one do you want, buddy? And you like open up your trench coat and you have a bunch of medieval knives.
We're on the same side.
Crocodile Dundee.
We're both trying to rob these chumps.
I'm a robber too, man.
You've passed the test. I'm the head chief robber in Barcelona.
You should join my gang of robbers.
And then you just hug them.
I actually do. Well, you can't really do that with a knife because like you're
they'll knife you.
Yeah. It's kind of the problem.
Well, unless of you, course, get their arms, you get their down. Arms.
Yeah.
But I don't. That seems like it's hard to get.
Yeah.
So the two situations I can think of that were like in retrospect maybe shady is I almost got knifed by a girl in Glasgow, Scotland.
What the hell?
I was at a nightclub and I like bumped into this girl when she was smoking a cigarette and she turned around, and got in my face, and was talking about knifing me. And I was just like,
like sorry, whoops. Ma'am.
Like, how did she sound? Like, I'm gonna knife you prick.
Yeah, something like that.
Oi.
Oy.
And then the other time, and this was like a nice moment of
I do accents
humanitarianism.
Perfectly.
That was very.
Oi! I'm gonna
knife
you!
Oi!
Oh, that's Australian.
That was
I'm
very,
gonna
like,
knife you!
Game of Thrones.
I'm gonna knife you, you prick.
There
oh,
you go.
God.
When I was in Chicago, I was on the train riding back late after like working.
Yeah.
And I worked at like a tea shop. So I always like got the leftover crumpets and shit. The leftover croissants.
Croissant.
Get a little box of them. And I remember I was on a train going home and a dude, really sketchy looking guy, was like, had his hand in his pocket, kind of looked like he was trying to make it look like maybe he had a gun or something. And he came over and was like, you got any money, man? And he was like, really like, and I remember I was just like, no, but I got all these leftover croissants if you want some food. and he sat down with me and we just fucking ate some croissants and chatted, and he had literally just gotten out of prison. Like, he was going home from prison.
Oh my God.
That time. And he was like, so we just chatted about some heavy shit.
Dude.
He was in like Cook County or one of those places?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, totally.
And you know what? He could have made a really bad mistake and gone right back to prison.
Totally.
But those croissants, those saved him.
Yeah. Now he's at community college.
Yep.
And he's studying to be a baker.
Exactly.
With That's beautiful.
Stephen O'Bannon.
Stephen Bannon. Stephen Bannon School
Bannon.
Of Baking Goods.
I found real quick about Steve Bannon. There's this article that's like 75 tweets about Steve Bannon's rancid Nazi face. And this tweet's like, he looks like if Bukowski wrote a short story about a full vacuum cleaner bag. He looks like if he rubbed bacon grease on a balloon and rolled the balloon around in a barbershop floor. So there are some good ones.
You know what he reminds me of? He reminds me of, I think it's like a character in Rick and Morty. It's a combination of two characters. He reminds me of the weird pedo king. You know what I mean? That guy.
Yeah.
And then the in the Little Bits commercial. Those like those faces that like the face is really big, but like the mouth is really small.
Yes.
Yeah.
Why is his mouth so small?
Like, that's kind of what he reminds me of.
God damn it.
Did you search Pedo King on Google?
Yeah.
I don't think he's actually called Pedo King.
What is it?
It's Rick. It's like Rick and Morty, like Morty's Adventure or something like that is the episode. Have you seen it, Dom?
No, I haven't. Pedo King, yeah. Pedo Gate.
Pedo Gate. That guy. The Jelly Bean.
Hi, Mr. Jelly Bean. I'm Morty. My grandpa and I are on an adventure.
This is an amazing scene.
Is it a fun adventure?
I hope so. But I'm starting to get nervous that maybe it's gone a little too far off the rails.
Isn't that what adventures do?
Hey, you know what? You're right. Everything's going fine. I just gotta relax and go with the flow.
Yeah.
Okay, bye.
No, stay. Go with the flow.
You gotta let it play out. It's so funny.
You're making me really uncomfortable.
Oh my God.
Just let this happen.
That's horrible.
Anyway, yeah, he's getting molested by the Pedo King.
Jesus, what is that thing made of?
Jelly bean.
Oh.
It's Steve Bannon skin.
Oh my God, yes.
Just let it happen.
So you find out later in that episode that he's the king of the town that they're staying in.
Oh no.
Yeah, it's that episode's real dark.
Oh my God.
Freed, I gotta get back in your computer.
Oh, password. Say it out loud.
Password 3, 2, 1.
For a lot of things. Bank statements.
I have the same password for everything in my life.
Mine are very slight variations on each other.
Yeah.
That's great. I like making passwords now that like mock hackers. So if like,
oh,
and it's not like this, but if you know, my password was like, fuck you, hacker guy.
Yeah.
Exclamation mark, right?
You figured it out, genius.
Yeah.
3 exclamation points.
Exactly.
That's like, awesome.
Those are pretty funny.
I love that.
That's a good life-saving tip as well. How to trick hackers into thinking you're more clever than you are. All right. Here's another one. This is a really strange, This is one that, like, I don't know in what situation you would ever need this, but it seems like a fun one to discuss. This page is full of fascinating ways to be detected by a plane if you find yourself stuck on an island, right?
So
in North by Northwest 1940s, your plane falls on a French Polynesian island that for some reason a millionaire hasn't bought yet.
Oh shit.
Here's
how you do it.
A random passing plane that you're there.
Right? this is good info actually, because I feel like we've all seen Castaway.
Yeah. In the highly contrived situation where you actually get in this situation, or highly contrived moment. So visual signals, fire, obviously start a fire.
Okay.
Smoke. Use the smoke for the fire. And there's a lot of... There are different ways to make smoke. I think this one says... This is very long,
wet,
so I'm not going to get into
details. Wet leaves or something?
What's that?
Is it wet leave?
Well, so in a desert environment, smoke hangs close to the ground, but a pilot can spot it. Mm. Smoke signals are effectively only on contemporarily calm, clear days. So if it's high wind, if it's rainy, it's snowy, it's not going to help with the smoke.
What's up? What about how do you start the fire to begin with? I mean,
yeah,
you gotta, this is survival, like, you know, 404.
Okay.
Thing.
They assume you know this already.
Smoke grenades. If you have smoke grenades, I don't know why, but pen flares, tracer ammunition, star clusters, mirrors or shiny objects.
That's a good one.
Right. So this is one of those, like, I will say, if you're ever in a situation where you're flying a plane and you land on an island and you have no way to get off.
Yeah.
You probably already know these things anyway because you flew a goddamn plane in the middle of the French Polynesian Islands.
It's true.
So.
You're one of those guys.
You're one of those guys. So you probably, like, you've read this page before, right? And you probably have a pen flare or two with you. See dye markers. Radio equipment.
Whoa, see dye markers?
Don't know what that means.
you're like dyeing the ocean.
Yeah, it's like ink. It's like a green ink. Awesome. I think it happens. You saw it in Top Gun when they crashed their plane.
Right.
Jeez.
Ooh, here's a good one. Surviving hypothermia.
Oh, that's a really good one. Because no one knows that they're...
Put on your North Face jacket.
Zip it up, y'all.
Zip it up.
Buy a jacket.
Punch a nerd.
If you're out in the wild and start showing signs of hypothermia, here's what you need to do. First and foremost, do not hike alone. All right, so that's...
Unless your plan is to commit suicide.
Yeah, unless you're trying to kill yourself. The only time you should ever hike alone is if you are within an hour's easy walk of other people. So if you're at Best Buy, that's the only reason that you could really be by yourself.
Cool.
Getting to Best Buy from here would take me 3 hours.
That's true.
It would take a while. That's true.
And even then, proceed with extreme caution and have some sort of signaling method around you. Note, mountains tend to have a horrible mobile signal, obviously. If you and your buddies start to show signs of hypothermia, get out your sleeping bag. Put it in a sheltered area, out of the wind. Both of you strip down to your underwear and get in the sleeping bag.
Wait, cuddle.
Share your body heat.
It like sounds like the beginning.
It's just like
a start to every good porno.
Yeah, this is like fan fiction.
Take off all your clothes.
Right. Which specifies which one's each character from Twilight. In this. this will keep both of you alive. If it's awkward, it's awkward. And you'll both stay alive.
Go, why do you have to take your clothes off?
Later.
I think it helps you to share body heat faster. At least that's what I learned in the Twilight
movie. Yeah, exactly. Because your clothing is made to keep the body heat at you. So,
you want to make the sack warm.
Well, if you're already cold.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. If you're already cold, then your body isn't producing enough heat anyway. So, you need the other person's heat. You guys kind of, you know.
And then do you like
start touching each other in weird
probably
ways?
Probably bone that make even more heat.
That's true.
Do you big spoon, small spoon kind of deal?
Doesn't say anything about that, but
bear hug
if
each other.
If your buddy's limbs start feeling numb, start turning blue, rub them vigorously. Insert dick joke here.
Yep.
Get help as soon as possible. I've heard that snow is a good insulator, but I don't know if it would be a good idea to put it on top of your sleeping bag.
Yeah, that's questionable.
So this guy's just speculating. Ooh, know the symptoms of Marfan syndrome.
What is Marfan?
Exactly. This is a bit long, so bear with me here. I wanted to share a bit of information I've learned over the many years since I was diagnosed with Marfan syndrome as a small child. I've done so many projects and so much research about Marfans, not sure.
By the way,
it is so important to get it diagnosed as early as you possibly can. Marfans is a connective tissue disorder that affects several areas of your body, heart, eyes, and joints, and can be fatal if certain precautions are not taken. One of the most obvious and visible factors is height. Marfan's patients are often exceptionally tall.
And have long fingers.
Right, so Charlie definitely has Marfan's.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I saw his fingers.
Marfan's patients are often exceptionally tall. I am a 6 foot tall woman, which is pretty abnormally tall. For men, it can be much taller, but does not have to be. One of the main reasons it is important to be tested for Marfan's if you recognize some of these symptoms in yourself is that many tall people become athletes, which can be incredibly dangerous. Unfortunately, have been multiple cases. Professional athletes, Chris Patton, Flo Hyman, to name two, dying on court mid-game because of the heart conditions that are extremely common with Marfan's patients.
Marfan's?
Yeah, Marfan's. They had been undiagnosed and were aware that they should have been avoiding such a strenuous physical activity. I personally have mitral valve prolapse. This person sounds like a complainer. And my aorta is monitored heavily by my cardiologist since Marfan's can cause devastating heart problems that can often go undetected. Eyesight issues are also incredibly prevalent. I am extremely nearsighted and wear bifocals.
Boo fucking who.
So, fucking cry me a river, lady.
I have IBS and I don't complain about it all the time.
You drink a lot of coffee from Donut King, which probably has something to do with it.
And I won't give up dairy, so.
Yeah. So are joint problems? I personally can attest, or cannot kneel since I turned 20 without immense pain, and have always had discomfort sitting on floors with my legs crossed.
Sounds like a fun person to have at a party.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Also something called arachnodactyly, which is characterized by long fingers and toes. This person's basically describing Slenderman.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Holy shit.
The wingspan of a person with Marfan's is also usually longer than their height. These numbers are typically equal for most people.
Knuckle draggers.
So please, if any of this sounds like you or someone you know, I urge you to do some research. Ask me any questions you may have. And ask your doctor if you have any concerns.
Please.
It can be treated through medication, but it is very important to know that you are dealing with so that you can put yourself in any unnecessary danger.
The top comment is, you should tell our tall this information. Yeah. I bet half of them actually have Marfan syndrome.
And she was like, yeah, but I can't sit on my knees. You're like, boo.
Boo. Boo.
So if you're tall.
Seems you have like a guarantee.
But I know so many tall people.
Are their should fingers weirdly long?
Should I be worried they all have Marfan?
Yes.
Well, I mean.
What should we have them do? Like go into zero gravity situation immediately?
No, put them in. Put them on a cool. Indian cross-legged test.
Yeah, or make them play multiple games of basketball, and if they don't die, then they probably don't have Marfan's.
Got it.
There we go. That's the best test.
We try to kill you, but if you don't die, we just made you stronger.
Exactly.
And you owe me $29.
Dude, that's intense.
So, Greg, I signed you up for a league.
I signed you up for, but I don't even want to play basketball.
Well, we got to see if you're sick. So
we got to see if you have Marfan.
Really hope you're okay.
Why don't we just go to my boot?
First game's on Thursday.
I have a great PPO. We can just use my insurance and go to the doctors. No.
That's how
we're
that
playing
works.
Rec league hoops. We're going to try to run it out of you.
Run it out of you. You sweat out the Marfans.
Sweat it out.
Well,
I hate to be a big Marfan syndrome person, but I do have to get to work.
What a Marfan.
I hate to be a Marfan.
I hate to be a Marfan. They always ruin everybody's fun.
That might be my new, like, my new self-degrading insult. I'm like, hate to be a legal mencia, which is the name of the person who was complaining about having Marfans.
I'm sorry to that person. I'm just judging hardcore because I'm sweaty. I've already eaten too many donuts today.
Right.
It's been a rough pod.
It's been a hard pod.
Yeah.
I think, physically, I mean,
you're sitting on a log.
I'm sitting on a log.
Your computer hasn't worked because you didn't. We all like one thing is missing today.
Yeah. Charlie didn't put himself on the calendar. So we didn't even know he was going to be here. Just shows up.
Yeah. He started screaming.
Yeah. Demanding things. But you know what? I feel like if you made it through the first 20 minutes of this podcast, then you actually care. Yeah.
There's a survival.
We were being a bunch of Marfans complaining about how bad they're.
There's a survival lesson in that first 20 minutes.
Right.
We've taught you how to persevere.
Right.
Stay positive.
No
stay
kidding.
Stay calm.
We went
against
that.
Dog Boob's best instinct, which would have been to just kill yourself after
exactly.
a couple.
Exactly.
Yeah, after the first.
There were a couple moments there.
Yeah.
Where I was
just
like,
you know, I could really dip out of this situation.
I could really
save us all a lot of trouble.
End it all.
All right. Well, so this is Digiretta. Welcome back to us. Thank you for everybody who has been patient with us in this transition period. And we appreciate your feedback. All the emails you guys have given us.
All those fans in Connecticut, thank you.
We'll be coming back.
We'll
be coming back weekly, I think.
I think we're going back to weekly. I think we're establishing a nice flow here. I'm pretty into the idea of getting up at 5:30 in the morning and driving to Venice.
Yeah, you know what?
It's a nice
Me
move.
Too.
I'm hitting a couple randoms. You know, I don't get good randoms.
Magikarp.
What's Magikarp?
Magikarp. It's, I think, a game. Actually, that was funny. I saw How to Survive if you've been cornered by a python. And the first comment's like, why the fuck do you think you've been cornered by a python? They live in the jungle.
Oh, this has got to be the next one we do.
What?
Ask Trump supporters.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
This is finally how we can do a Trump one.
Yep.
Because I refuse to do the Donald. I'm also not allowed in there anymore. But
you've been banned.
I've been banned. But we've got to do one because it's such a huge subculture.
Yeah.
And like, I know it'll be ranty.
Yeah.
Do we know any Trump supporters?
My father.
Should we get
everybody's
Papa,
father,
Papa Boobs on the show?
I would really rather not, bless his heart. But I feel like I dislike him more when I talk to him about politics.
Okay.
It's better for a relationship if we just stick to like, how's your day?
Maybe we'll pull a Jerry Springer and he'll show up.
And I'll be like, nah, what the fuck?
Be like,
hey, honey,
you're not my daughter.
You're not my damn daughter.
Like, whoa, we did not plan for that part. That was not what we asked for.
Can we edit that out? Yeah.
Nope. Stand in the pot. I mean, it'd be nice to get a real Trump supporter on here, though. I don't know if any of them exist around here.
Yeah.
They're like the dodo bird when it comes to California.
They've been forced underground.
You have enforced underground, but
you can't be a Trump supporter in California without getting like just being called a racist.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's very true.
Which is kind of like, which then limits any debate potential.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we should get that girl who accused you of being an alt-right conspiracy theorist.
Oh, yeah.
So that she can play the role.
She literally thinks when I go home, I'm like, I have like a room full of minorities and I just like torture them or something with my white privilege.
Ugh. Well, we know that, like, you don't do that because we're in the room that would be the torture room.
And
right
it
now.
Looks totally clean.
Shut up, Pedro.
So alt-right of you.
I know.
So alt-right of you. All right. So where did you read it? If you want to get a hold of us, which we love hearing from you, we love taking suggestions. You can hit us up on Facebook. Did you read it? Even though apparently it's inactive, we got to fix that. I don't know why.
What?
Well, remember Homeboy said it wasn't working.
Oh my god!
I know, we got to fix that. Dog Boobs is on it. She's on the case. Or you can email us. Did you read it at gmail.com. TrueSwords.com is our sponsor for today.
Mm-hmm.
They have a great deal right now. Buy one, get one on medieval spears.
Yeah. So use this podcast, do your research, and get a survival knife on TrueSwords.
Yeah. So go to TrueSwords.com, promo code, did you read it? It won't work because we don't have an official sponsorship with them, but try it.
Try it anyway.
More people do it, maybe they'll eventually catch on.
Yeah. We have an unofficial sponsorship with the Donut King at 10400 Venice Boulevard in Culver City.
Should we just talk them into doing it?
Dude, yeah.
We gotta do it at some point.
Except I spilled coffee all over their store today, but they still like me. They call me sister.
Yeah. So donutking.com, promo code, did you read it? By Baker's Dozen.
Promo code, donut holes, maple bar. Yeah.
Thanks so much. It's his dog boobs.
And my free day.
It's your dad. Hopefully this sounded all right. I have no fucking idea. So
we'll find out.
Next time, did you read it?
Hey, it's a clunky start back into the game.